For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Celeste Simmons. I'm here today with Aline Goodnesson, a student here at BYU Idaho who is from Iceland, which I think is super interesting and cool. So I'm excited to get to know her, and I'm excited for her to be able to share her journey and her story here on the radio. So thank you so much, Aline, for meeting with me today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So how about you just start off by telling me how old you are?
I am 24 years old, soon to be 25, and I'm in my third year of school here.
Okay, and what are you studying?
I study virtual design and construction.
Cool, so what do you want to do with that?
That's a good question. Probably I'd love to help out with designing and building homes, and eventually I would love to help with designing temples, but we'll see if that's even a goal I can reach sometime.
Yeah, that would be super fun. That's awesome. And so you're here studying at BYU Idaho, but you grew up in Iceland, correct? You lived most of your life there?
Correct. Okay. Most of my life. So I actually lived in Germany and Denmark before I moved to Iceland.
Where were you born?
So I was born in Germany. Okay. I'm actually half German, half Icelandic. So me and my family were all born in Germany. I had my childhood in Denmark, and then we moved to Iceland after a certain amount of years.
Then how old were you when you moved here to the United States?
So I started school 2 years ago. I guess that's what you could consider moving to America. I did have some American experience beforehand, though. I did serve a mission in Utah, and I did an au pair. I was an au pair in Texas as well.
So you had some experience with the American culture.
Correct.
Before moving here.
Yes.
And with your experience being a nanny and then also serving a mission here in the States, did that influence your decision in coming here to Idaho?
Oh, definitely. Funny, though, I was on my mission and I thought I had my fair share of America and I thought I was done. I remember being with one of my European companions talking about, we're both going to like build the kingdom of Zion, the kingdom of God in Europe, and America has enough members. So we were both determined to stay in Europe. However, my mission president really encouraged me to think about coming to BYU Idaho after my mission, and I was so determined to not come to America. I was done with America for a while. But that then changed later on after, yeah, a little bit of humbling.
Mm-hmm. So why did you decide to come to BYU Idaho?
So after I got home from my mission, I was so determined on staying in Europe that I was looking everywhere, but nothing felt right. So I did BYU Pathway. And to make a long story short, I got visited by this couple named Brian and Heather Carter, who work for BYU campus here as videographers for online students or online learning, I should say. And they came to Iceland and found out, oh my goodness, there's a Pathway student. Can we interview you? And so they came to my home, interviewed me about being a Pathway student. And then they said, you should definitely come to BYU Idaho. And I think that was probably the first time when I was open to the idea of coming back to America. And I started the praying process and figuring things out. And I felt very strongly that BYU Idaho was the place that I had to go.
And now that you've been here at BYU Idaho for, you said, about 2 years.
Yes.
Have you been able to see why the Lord brought you here to Rexburg?
That's a difficult answer. I'm going to say yes and no. Something that Brian, back when I got my Pathway interview, something he said to me is that BYU Idaho would benefit from having you there. Rather than saying, you do great there, like BYU Idaho needs you. And that was really interesting. I don't know why he said that. I don't know if that's necessarily true. However, I do feel like BYU Idaho has helped me personally in my personal growth. I've learned a lot about my relationship as well with the gospel and living in a community where there's so many members and so many different cultures. It's completely different than serving a mission and completely different than growing up in Iceland where there's no church at all, basically. So I definitely have grown here a lot, educationally and spiritually.
Yeah, that is so different. I mean, Iceland and Rexburg, Idaho. Like, Rexburg obviously has a huge population of LDS people that are members of the church. In Iceland, how many members are in Iceland?
If we're talking about baptized members, including the inactive ones, I think we have like 300 something members in the entire country. We just opened a fourth branch. So we had three branches when I left Iceland to come to America. There's three branches. Now there's four. And the fourth one is a Spanish speaking branch, which is kind of crazy, honestly. But yeah, no stake, no temple, no like barely anything.
Yeah. So kind of elaborate a little bit more on your experience as a member of the LDS Church in Iceland. How was it just kind of growing up in a community that is already, you know, so rare and so small, but especially in a place like Iceland where it's even smaller?
Yeah, of course. So having lived in Denmark, where the church was a lot bigger, we had a temple within an hour of a drive, and I thought it was a pretty solid ward that I lived in. I think, and having two parents who really, really loved the gospel and tried their very best in teaching their children on how to live the gospel, no matter where we live. And so I think that really helped me as a child, then moving to Iceland, to having had that basic foundation that I needed as later on as a teenager. I would say that I lived in a fairly conservative home, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but I think that was kind of necessary for the time being, especially whenever the world really wants you to participate in every single activity that is worldly. And even though I really don't know how to explain this, but it's difficult sometimes as a youth growing up where there's no youth, right? Where everyone around you really does everything that you were told is not good. But I think I just really learned from a young age to make those kind of decisions, what is good in my life and what is not good. I decided early on that friends who didn't influence me to or help me, inspire me to do better or be a better version of myself, I would cut them off because I could tell that they would only drag me down. And I did not have a very social life as a teenager. I actually, I kept to myself and I kept to my family, which was not the best, but also not unhealthy. It was a strange balance that I had to learn how to live. I think I really learned how to make friendships when I served my mission for the first time, when I was surrounded by people that I could tell were really healthy people to be around. I don't know if that answered your question.
No, yeah, that totally makes sense. I mean, because so many people here that go to BYU Idaho grew up in places where there weren't that many members of the church. I mean, I grew up in California in a place where there wasn't too many, but there were enough so that I could have a few solid friends. But in Iceland, I mean, there's only 300 members in the whole entire country.
Yeah.
So how many, were there any other young women in your branch? Or was it only you and, like, your siblings?
So for one single year, we had a record of 5 young women. That was me, my two sisters. I have an older sister who's 2 years older and a younger sister who's 2 years younger. So we were 12, 14, 16, or actually it was 13, 15, 17 at the time. And then there's two other sisters who came and joined our branch for a single year. And I loved that year because we had so much fun during Young Women's. And I had a wonderful year during seminary as well. Yes, that was definitely the biggest time, or at the time when we had the biggest Young Women's. Other than that, it was usually just me and my sister.
And tell me a little bit more about Iceland. I'm so curious to know. I mean, I know it's a beautiful place. I've seen pictures and I have friends who have visited, and it's on my bucket list. I want to visit so bad one day. But what do you love most about Iceland?
Oh, that is such a good question. What do I love about Iceland? I honestly love the peacefulness of Iceland. I mean, yes, Rexburg is also peaceful, but it's completely different than how I see Iceland. I feel like with Iceland, you can go anywhere and you just one with nature. If you love nature, Iceland's literally the best place to be. You can go anywhere and there's not going to be a lot of people. I mean, there's only 350,000 people that live in that entire country. and a third of them, actually two-thirds of them, live in the city area, Reykjavik. And so having, you know, people not live there, it just gives you that really peace and comfort. So if you're not a city girl, Iceland is the place to be, honestly.
So what did you like to do growing up in Iceland?
I did not have a lot of free time, which sounds silly. I grew up playing music a lot. So I went to school. And in addition to that, I went to music school. And it took like 7 additional hours of my week. And so I feel like I didn't do too much. But if I did have free time, I definitely would spend it outside hiking or going on road trips. I loved being a tourist in my own country, as silly as that sounds. I would pick up sometimes a camera and learn how to do some photography. And so, yeah, a little bit here and there, just being outside was kind of my deal.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to know about what are the differences, noticeable differences between Iceland and the U.S.?
I would say, honestly, this is a big one for me. People are very different here. You can go to Walmart in America and you can make a friend with a stranger. You can learn their entire life story if you wanted to, if they're willing or have the time to listen. While I feel like in Iceland, people are very closed off. In America, I think it's super easy to make friends. I honestly have never made as many friends as when I moved to America. Back home, that was really difficult. Sometimes people just keep to themselves, or people just have already found their people, so they don't feel the need to find more friends or make more friends. And yes, I think people here are very, very different, just how they treat each other, how they converse with each other. I think that's probably one of the biggest ones. Obviously, food is a little bit different too. Weather-wise, things are different and nature is different. But I feel like culturally seen, the people are the biggest difference.
And so what is your plan after graduating from BYU-Idaho? Do you want to stay in the United States, or do you want to move back to Iceland or another country in Europe? Or what's your plan for the future?
So I used to tell all my European friends who were so worried that I was going to America, because Europeans are too prideful. They don't like people going to America. I told them all I would come back to Europe as soon as I'm done with school. But last semester kind of played with the idea that maybe it would be smart if I got some work experience in America before I went back. So long term, I do want to go back, head back to Europe. I don't know if I should include this or not, but I'm actually dating someone right now, and he is from the States. And I'm very, very grateful that he is very willing to live basically wherever, both in the States and in Europe. So if we're going to take the next step, we're definitely thinking about living both in the States and in Europe, if that's a possibility.
And what would you say is the biggest lesson that you've learned living in between so many different worlds, really, so many different cultures and countries? What is your biggest takeaway from this experience that you've had living in all these different places?
I have met people who are locally from Rexburg and have basically never left Idaho. And it's not a bad thing at all. If you love your place, like if you love your home, that's awesome. That's really, really good. And I'm happy you found your happy place. However, for me personally, I think it's important to learn. Like my dad would always say something along the lines of, there's no harm in learning more. And I love that mindset, in like life is all about learning about everything. And so having grown up in different countries and different cultures, I find it difficult to say I have one culture in my life. That's not true, because I just have been able to adapt to so many different things. And you can learn all the good and bads from all parts of the world. And I feel like it just really helps us as people. It helps us to unite each other. I feel like there's a sense of interest. I mean, if you meet someone from, let's say, Japan, you'd want to learn all about them. And them hearing about how interested you are makes them want to tell you more and makes them want to be your friend. And I feel that really connects those people. And here at BYU Idaho, where we do have a lot of international students, I think it's important that we have that kind of connection with each other, where we have that interest and that knowledge. Every time someone tells me they've been to Iceland or they know some random facts about Iceland, gets me really excited, because that's not a normal thing. People don't know that many facts about Iceland. So I'm just saying, like, the more you know about other people's places and homes and cultures, it really does unite you as a people. So I think that's probably one of the biggest takeaways.
Well, thank you so much, Aline, for telling me more about your story. And I love hearing your perspective. And best of luck to you in your future, whether it be here or in Europe or wherever you end up. I know it'll be great. So thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Celeste.